Kehinde Wiley is best known for his distinctive portrait of Barack Obama, becoming the first black artist to paint a presidential portrait. But Wiley has spent most of his career painting vibrant portrayals of everyday African-American men and women. A new exhibition of his work focuses on grief and mourning, and also asks, whose lives have value? Jeffrey Brown traveled to San Francisco for our arts and culture series, Canvas.
A monumental painting, 25 feet long. A young black man, limbs twisted, lying amid a colorful floral field. A contemporary image of grief and death that also evokes the history of image making itself. Artist Kehinde Wiley.
There's a tradition, and I love the tradition of painting that comes from Western Europe. I've spent much of my life learning it and trying to master it. And in a lot of that stuff, I see sadness, but I also see dignity and respect. I see people looking at the life of Christ or the life of a fallen soldier and valuing their lives so much to make really great, beautiful works of art out of it. I wanted to use that language and turn it towards people who look like me.
The exhibition An Archaeology of Silence at San Francisco's De Young Museum, dramatic in its scale and lighting, presents paintings and sculptures, 25 works in all, that use the iconography of art history to expose violence against black men and women today. An ancient sculpture, The Dying Gaul, from 200 BC. Now a young man in a hoodie taking his last breaths. The Virgin Martyr St. Cecilia, a 1610 Italian marble sculpture, now transformed by Wiley into a large painting of a contemporary woman. The pain, but also the passion and power, so often captured in the history of Western religious art and portraiture.
I'm telling a story about a group of people who for centuries have been ignored and forgotten. And I'm using the language of the epic, the heroic, even the elegiac, the sort of sadness that surrounds a lot of these big monuments, to be able to make someone feel special again, to make someone feel fully formed, mourned after. I don't know, is it a sad show, or is there something here that says that there's a bit of growth and a bit of light in the midst of all of this sadness?
Well, I wonder myself, what do you see? You're the creator here.
That's right, that's right.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess what I'm doing is I'm creating a provocation.
Today, one of the world's most celebrated artists, in part for his 2018 portrait of Barack Obama, the 46-year-old Wiley grew up in South Central Los Angeles, one of six children raised by his mother, Freddie Mae Wiley. He credits her and public tuition-free art programs, including one that sent him to Russia at age 12, for both encouraging his talents and allowing him to first see famed artworks of the past. After graduating from the San Francisco Art Institute and Yale's Master of Fine Arts program, he quickly became an art world star, known for putting ordinary black men and women into the historical frame, often finding his models through what he calls street casting, approaching people on the street to ask if he can paint them. Wiley spent much of the pandemic in Senegal, where he's established a studio and arts residency program. The works in An Archaeology of Silence were mostly painted there, using local residents as models.
The whole point here, I suppose, is domination. That the painting dominates, that it subsumes you, it consumes you.
One thing he was concerned with here, heroic scale, but also the small details of a life.
It's about every small detail that goes into a person's day-to-day, how they adorn themselves in the morning and how they dress themselves. And this is simply slowing down and paying attention to every single detail of a life. Every single crease and fold of a hand, every single hair follicle. Precious.
Again, Wiley has in mind old masters' paintings.
Look at old Dutch paintings and those collars and all of this. But really what you are looking at are powerful men who wanted to be seen powerful and got the best artists of their generation to make that happen. I want to be the best artist of my generation. I'm working my off to technically get there, but also to scour the world and find interesting subject matter. And I think the subject matter that most interests me is the story of people who were oftentimes ignored. And you don't have to go far and wide to find that. All you have to do is slow down and look around you.
Wiley has also taken this idea into the very public realm of monuments. But his hero on horseback is a contemporary African-American man wearing Nikes. His Rumors of War was first shown in New York's Times Square before being given a permanent home in Richmond, Virginia, near that city's famed but controversial Confederate monuments.
I remember looking at some of those Confederate sculptures down in Virginia and being absolutely, number one, horrified, number two, enthralled, and number three, inspired.
Inspired to
inspired
do what?
Inspired to have my response to it. Inspired to be able to hack that language of power and control, that language of domination and terror, real sheer terror.
But take what you see there and
deconstruct it. Shoot it out in a different form. Shoot it out in a loving form. Shoot it out in a way that says there's got to be more than this.
He's created a new version of this in his current show, a huge bronze horse, but this time with a fallen black rider. It's all part of playing with past and present stereotypes and realities.
You referred to yourself as a trickster.
I think every artist is, in a way. It's a type of alchemy, if it were. As though we know the received world, the one that we're handed, where black men are seen as antisocial, a propensity towards sports, hypersexuality. And then we take these monstrous images and we breathe life into them. We try to create something that's actual, something that's a bit tricky, a bit magical. It's an unfortunate state of affairs in which creating a corrective lens for the world that you occupy is the magic, but I think that's where we are.
Kehinde Wiley's exhibition, An Archaeology of Silence, is up through October 15th. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Jeffrey Brown at the DeYoung Museum in San Francisco.